you think there's any kind of anything that people should focus on, or any kind of ways to frame these conversations that would allow for some common ground, or just for people to not just automatically shut off the other side because they so disagree with what they think their stance is?
You ever see the show Wife Swap? Like, that's probably what it's going to take. Like, I struggle with this all the time, too, because, again, I am very kind of in the middle when it comes to this. Maybe get out of your comfort zone. I had a friend of mine who is a lawyer in Vermont, super, super liberal, as you would imagine, and I brought her in, and I actually had her build a firearm with me, and we went to the range, and we shot it, and she is a complete convert. Now, it's not always that easy, but, you know, she now understands the differences in terminology and types of firearms. She understands what it's like to shoot one. You know, some of the boogeyman factors taken out of it, and she takes, again, a more training and background check approach to firearms regulations than straight up hardware. Hardware is low-hanging fruit. It's easy to do a magazine ban because you can show a picture of a magazine. You can explain how dangerous it is. But at the end of the day, you know, you've got competition shooters who can reload 5-round magazines faster than I can reload a 30. So I think the way to bring more productive conversation into the mix is to try to step out of your comfort zone a little bit, at least listen, like legitimately listen to what the other side has to say, and then maybe not agree with them, but you can come to some sort of compromise.